The UK general election on December the 12th has been branded the Brexit election by the media, but in Scotland it's a little bit more complicated. There are two elephants in the room north of the border, Brexit and Scottish independence. As the nation braces for one of the most important votes in decades, Asa Samake-Roman has talked to candidates in a key battleground in the Scottish capital city.
Johnson is re-elected, you'll have Nigel Farage.
On this chilly Friday morning in Leith, the hustle and bustle is more intense than usual. The general election campaign has kicked off, and on December the 12th, voters in the Edinburgh North and Leith constituency will have to make a choice, like everyone else in the United Kingdom. To persuade voters and encourage activists, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon paid a visit in this constituency held by Deirdre Brock, a Scottish National Party MP. For the SNP, this election is an opportunity to ask another mandate to organise another independence referendum next year and to stop Brexit.
The UK's in a mess, and sometimes working your way out of a mess is not straightforward and easy. A second EU referendum is about giving the whole of the UK the chance to escape Brexit. A second independence referendum is about giving Scotland the chance to make sure that never, ever again, on Brexit or anything else, do we find ourselves in a position where our future is being decided by the likes of Boris Johnson, not by the people who live here. You know, I speak to a lot of people, I travel to lots of parts of the country. I think there is a significant, not just quantitative, but qualitative shift in support for independence right now, where there is a sense that having witnessed in the last 3.5 years the contempt shown for Scotland, there is a sense we need to change that and we need to be in charge of our own future. And I think people that I speak to that have moved from no to yes, they're not doing it on a whim. They're people who've thought deeply about it and are now genuinely committed to Scotland being independent so that we can chart our own future.
Leith is a diverse community with thousands of citizens from the European Union and further afield. Although most can't participate in this election, Nicola Sturgeon has a message for them.
I think it is wrong that EU citizens don't get to vote in a Westminster election. They get to vote in a Scottish Parliament election. And my view is that everybody legally resident in Scotland should be able to vote no matter where they come from. But my message to EU nationals is we want you here in Scotland. You are welcome here. This is your home and we want you to stay. Scotland is a welcoming, outward-looking, inclusive country and that's how we're determined to keep it.
The SNP is going to be challenged by the Labour Party, which gained 31.2% of the vote in 2017, against 34% for the SNP, with a majority of 1,625 votes. Scottish Labour councillor Gordon Munro has been selected to run for MP. He believes that Brexit is a major issue in this campaign, but not the only one.
We will actually resolve Brexit. We will give a choice back to the people, rather than Parliament, and making a stitch up in Parliament. So they will then get the choice between a deal that's negotiated with Europe or Remain. And we will put that to a public vote probably in June next year. So that's democracy in action. The other thing that we will do, I think one of the things that's been missed by all the noise in this election is actually the environment. And I think that Labour's Green New Deal and the Green Industrial Revolution we're talking about, whether it's jobs within the renewable energy sector, creating these large-scale wind power, solar power, tidal power, but also making homes less of a carbon impact on the environment. And that's why we're talking about this is a once-in-a-generation election, because this is really not for my generation. It's for the generation like Greta Thunberg and her generation that are on school strike. This is their election. We're fighting for their future. We're not fighting for government, we're fighting for their future.
Gordon Munro also wants to challenge the SNP on its push for independence, as he believes this is not a priority.
Independence, I'm a strong no, but I also think it's a distraction within this election as well. I think there are bigger problems with things like austerity. You know, it's one of the reasons I'm standing is that the ward I represent, Leith, actually has 27% of all people in poverty. All people in poverty. In my ward, I've got 957 children who are in poverty. Children in poverty. 2,302 children in poverty in Fourth Ward, the largest number in the whole city. That's bigger than some football crowds in Scotland. This, in the fifth richest country in the World Economic Forum says this is the world's fifth richest country. A country where we've got 150 billionaires, a country where we've actually got 14 million people in poverty. Talking about yes, no is a distraction. Tackling poverty is the real issue, especially for Northern Leith.
However, Labour are being accused of not opposing independence firmly enough, since the party said a Labour government wouldn't get in the way of a second independence referendum if there was a pro-independence majority after the 2021 Scottish Parliament elections. Reporting from Edinburgh, this is Assa Samakiroumou.